I was recently training a kid in the gym, and I said, hey, you didn't take a shower today, did you? And he goes, no. I go, or a bath? No. And you didn't put on deodorant either? And he goes, no. And then he looks at me and he goes, how do you know that? I said, really? He goes, yeah, how do you know all that? I said, bro, because I can smell you a mile away. And he looked at me and he goes, really? You can tell all that just from my smell? And that's when I realized he didn't get it. Actions speak louder than words. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Also, remember, it's Friday. Do whatever you can to get as many people to church as possible and let them know about Jesus. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body. WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. All right, so a friend of mine growing up, and he was older than me, he was a man, but when I was in middle school, high school, he was one of the strongest men in the world, Mike Morgan. And my friends and I, we loved hanging around with him. I mean, he was cool. And we're in a sports store one day, and one of my buddies, Donnie, who could just get on your nerves, kept asking him, hey, do you think you could curl that weight set? And they had a 300-pound weight set on the floor. If you've ever seen it, old school, there's a 45, a 35, a 25, a 10, a 5, a 2.5 collars, and the bar, and it's 300 pounds. And he kept bugging him. And Mike, you know, is like, whatever, just leave me alone. And finally, Donnie goes, I'll give you $10 if you can curl this. And so finally, Mike walks over, and he curls it 6 times. And then as he's walking away, he goes, you owe me $60. It was awesome. Now, actions speak louder than words. Why are we afraid to scream the truth in today's world, not only vocally, but with our actions? It drives me crazy. Look, we all grew up with different friends, and maybe even you. We got a nickname because of how we acted. So Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, the power behind this statement is simple. If you know the secret, and what's the secret? Well, it only comes, the truth and the power from it only comes when you live it, when you say it, when you believe it. Out loud, in people's face, boldly, unashamedly. Look, I think it was John F. Kennedy who said, if we are strong, our strength will speak for itself. If we are weak, words will be of no help. I think that was him. Did you know Thomas Edison, in inventing the light bulb, tried over 1,000 things for the filament? But here's what's crazy. I think about that. I go, I don't even know if I could come up with 1,000 things. I mean, at what point would I be like, let's try a Cheeto? But regardless, in trying to do this, people don't realize this, he destroyed his laboratory over 100 times. But he was committed. And he said he promised he was going to discover the light bulb. Obviously, actions spoke louder than words. So, why do you suppose, out of all the writings in the Bible, of all the apostles, nowhere do you read the apostles' goals, their ideas, their intentions, their hopes, their dreams, their desires? But yet they have a whole book called The Acts of the Apostles. Their actions truly spoke louder than words. The life of Christ was not a story about what he said. It was a story about what he did. Our generation today, we've been more vocal about our faith than any other generation. Can you believe that? But we've had less action than any other generation. It's incredible as it may seem, accepting Christ today, it's not about just making a profession of faith. Because the truth is there's very little difference between us as Christians and the world. Did you know in the last 12 months, 76% of Christians cheated, 85% lied to someone, 93% lied to their parents if they were youth, 67% of Christians hurt someone, 90% of Christians today, they're satisfied with their character and their ethics, which is disgusting. I call Christians today 2%ers because there's only really 2% difference between them and non-Christians. So we have to scream the truth and act it out loud. Not just say it, Not just profess it, but act it. How do you do that? Well, number one, we talk about accountability partners, and that's great, but we need an accountability partner who will convince us constantly, never give up, that you can do it. You're making it. I sinned, but you're going to make it. You can do it. You can make it. You can do it. Live it. Say it. Breathe it. Teach it. Eat it. Do it. You can do it. And no matter how many times you might stumble, they're right there saying, you can do it. There was a pastor in my church growing up, and his name was Rusty, and he was crippled. He had to walk with braces on his arms. And he told a story of one of the very first day he had to walk to school after being injured and now being crippled and having to walk with these braces on his arms to hold him up and walk. He was walking to school, and he was struggling and struggling and struggling, and it was an icy day, and he slipped and fell. And on his back, he took one of these canes, one of these braces that were on his arms, and he threw it from his back over his head behind him and just cussed. And about 20 seconds later, he saw his sister lean over him and hand him the brace and say, you can do it. Come on, I'll help you up. As he looked into her face, he realized that she was behind him, following him, and the brace had struck her in the face and cut it wide open, bleeding. And yet she leaned over and said, you can do this, Rusty. Get up, I'll help you. You need that kind of friend. I need that kind of friend that says, scream the truth and live it. Scream the truth and live it. Scream the truth and live it. I hope you have one of those friends. I hope you're one of those friends. You know, the other thing we can do is we need to just feed the fire. You know, I want my spiritual life to not be a fire in a fireplace. I want it to be a blazing fire that's out of control. So you got to feed it, right? Someone once said, if you're on fire for God, three things will happen. Someone will watch you burn. Someone will try to put you out. And some people will help you burn and pour gas on you. We need people who will pour gas on us. Here's a key idea. The more you try to spread the fire, the more you will be on fire. There's one way to really be on fire. Spread it. Tell people about Jesus. Pray for people. Witness. Share scripture. Yeah, you're going to look odd. You're going to look weird. You're going to look stupid. But you're going to be on fire. You should look odd, weird, and stupid when you're on fire. And that's okay. Scream the truth and act it out. Have you ever looked back at your high school graduation picture or high school graduation pictures of other people and what they wrote on the back? Chances are they're not living that anymore because they didn't learn to scream the truth and act it. So until next week, scream, live, act, be. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.